Hi, everyone. Thank you, guys, for coming. I'm going to talk to you about a study on the social context of couples' vasectomy decisions among a racially diverse population. And I became interested in this because as I started my family planning fellowship, I sort of noticed that there wasn't a lot of discussion of where men fit in family planning decisions. And I wanted to particularly look at male-controlled, highly efficacious methods, and unfortunately, vasectomy is really our only one. But I wanted to know, why isn't vasectomy really being used that much? So as I was looking at that, I learned a couple of interesting things. One is just that sterilization, male and female combined, is the most common form of birth control used in the United States. About 23% of women rely on sterilization. When we know that female sterilization is more common than male sterilization, but when you look at the utilization of those methods by race, it's a very interesting picture. The 23% is more or less stable among different races, but the way it's distributed is very different. So among white women, about 16% rely on female sterilization and about 8% rely on vasectomy. Among Latinos, approximately 20% of women rely on female sterilization and only 3% on vasectomy. And then among blacks, the gap there is the widest, with 22% relying on female sterilization and only 1% on vasectomy. So why is this even important? We know that sterilization, either method, is highly efficacious, but tubal ligation does have more complications. It's typically done in the operating room versus in the outpatient clinic, and tubal ligation costs about 3 times as much as vasectomy. So given the similar efficacy, decreased complications, and decreased cost, we don't really know why female sterilization is more common than male sterilization. And furthermore, the relatively higher use of female sterilization among black and Latino women exposes them to more health risks and a higher cost of care. So I wanted to look at the social context of vasectomy decisions and sort of generate some hypotheses about the factors that contribute to differences in vasectomy use by race and ethnicity. So we designed a qualitative study utilizing both group and individual interviews. For our group interviews, we stratified the groups by race and gender, and we also had a gender concordant moderator. Each group had about between 3 to 5 participants. We recruited heterosexual couples in whom the man self-reported as black, Latino, or white, and it was aged between 25 and 55. The couple had to report being at their desired family size, but they could be using any form of birth control. They had to speak either English or Spanish, and then at least one of the members of the couple had to be receiving care at a San Francisco Department of Health clinic. So in total, we did 14 group interviews and 9 couples interviews. We had a total of 74 participants total. Most were 35 years old or older and had completed some college. Most reported either using condoms or no method of birth control. And we did have 6 participants using vasectomy and 9 participants using tubal ligation for their birth control. And the number 9 is an odd number because one of the male participants didn't know his partner had already gotten sterilization. So we divided our themes into sort of 3 groups. So the first group is positive themes or reasons to select a vasectomy, and then we had negative themes or reasons not to select a vasectomy, and then misconceptions. Each of our themes were coded by 2 members of our research team, and the coding process was very collaborative and iterative, and as we had any discrepancies, we discussed them within our group and sort of let the coding structure evolve. Most of our participants from all racial ethnic groups mentioned as their primary reason for selecting sterilization, either method, male or female, as the care of family. An example here is one Latino male who said, "There are many advantages to vasectomy for me, to be able to raise one child better, give them better schooling, better attention." One black male participant stated, "I'm at the point where financially it's getting hard, and then I'm looking down the road and seeing, hey man, what's going to be happening like 3, 4, 5 years down the road if I keep having kids, you know, if I keep having babies. Both men and women reported that contraception was ultimately a woman's responsibility. However, men from all racial ethnic groups recognized vasectomy as a chance to sort of share that contraceptive responsibility. One black male participant said, "The reason why I would choose vasectomy is she done already had 3 kids. She had been in labor and everything. She done been through a lot with her body." A white male participant stated, "I just kind of stepped up to the plate and said I would do this because you had been through so much. I felt like it was my turn to do that." With regard to negative themes or reasons not to choose vasectomy, both women, men and women from both groups reported concern about the impact of vasectomy on one's sense of masculinity. One black male explained, "The thought that I'm not going to be able to make babies no more as a man, it bothers my ego. It makes me feel like I'm a little short of something." Women also recognize this fear of this loss of sense of masculinity. One Latino female explained, "Men are lions who don't want to be put out to pasture. You know, I think it's harder to convince a man because they've got that little machismo in their heart." Men and women from all racial and ethnic groups also discussed potential for vasectomy regret. One Latino male explained, "My reasons for not having vasectomy and also tubal ligation is because it's final, that I won't be able to have any more kids if I changed my mind in the future." Similarly, a black male stated, "There might be someone else you want to have kids with, but you go and have a vasectomy and you done messed yourself up for the next lady." One theme that arose only among black and Latino groups was this lack of social support around vasectomy. Black and Latino men expressed a fear of how they would be perceived if they had had a vasectomy. One man, black man explained that he was afraid of being labeled as an outcast, an outsider. If you really want to put it in black and white, you know, it's a pride thing. One Latino female also explained lack of social acceptance as a reason why her partner did not get a vasectomy. She explained he didn't want to feel like the weaker of that bloodline because his dad would never do it, his uncles would never do it. And this lack of social acceptance also discouraged some black and Latino men from discussing vasectomy at all as a contraceptive option. And one black male explained, "Vasectomy conflicts with my ability to be accepted in places where men are. I wouldn't dare talk about I want to be sterilized." Finally, there were several misconceptions that emerged regarding the reversibility of sterilization and also just what happens in a vasectomy procedure. One misconception that was discussed only among black and Latino groups was the relative reversibility of female sterilization when compared to male sterilization as a reason to choose one method over the other. One black man explained, "I would choose her sterilization over mine because you can go back later on and decide you want to have more kids, okay? Just get your tubes untied." Another black woman explained, "For me, a pro is that I can get them untied, you know, if I decide to have children again. I didn't get them burned. They're just tied." Men and women among all racial groups had very little knowledge of what happens during a vasectomy procedure, and some participants did confuse vasectomy with castration. One white male stated, "My dad had a vasectomy. It sounds like they cut off your balls or something." So our study really showed that there are both positive and negative themes around vasectomy, and this can point us to several ways we can improve vasectomy awareness and education. I think utilizing our positive themes to increase vasectomy acceptance has a lot of potential, and it has had some success internationally. In Brazil, there was a campaign with the slogan "Vasectomy as an Act of Love," and during their 6-week campaign period, they had a 75% increase of vasectomy in their locale. In general, we also found that our misconceptions tended to favor female sterilization over male sterilization, so that may contribute to the difference in use between one and the other, and this might help direct our counseling to really focus on these misconceptions and address them. Finally, we did find some themes that arose only in our Black and Latino groups, and so these might be particularly relevant for those populations. Both Black and Latinos really reported a lack of social support, so increasing awareness through positive campaigning or education is important. And also emphasizing the permanence of female sterilization as well should be emphasized so that any couples considering a permanent method can have all the information needed to make an accurate decision. Any questions? Yeah. We didn't. So we did recruit, one of our eligibility requirements is that one of the partners had to be receiving care at a San Francisco Department of Public Health facility, and that was sort of just our proxy for trying to get generally a lower income population, but we did not specifically get that data in a survey. Yeah, but at San Francisco Department Public Health clinics, approximately 80% have sort of public insurance. Yeah. Other questions?
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, because it seems that the knowledge and misperception, even among white males, mm-hmm. is low, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, have other studies been conducted that focused on white males? I mean, I guess I'm getting at what do you think the mechanism is? Is there social sort of circumstance inequalities that we see in other regards to contraceptive behavior and contraceptive choice?
So I think it's complicated, and there's a lot of things going on. Even among the white population, vasectomy is utilized less, even though the gap is a little bit smaller. So I think there are a lot of common misconceptions that we talked about, or actually I pulled out the pieces that were different, but there are some common misconceptions about, you know, just future sexual function and things that were across all groups. But then I think there are some specific misconceptions that were different among racial groups. So I think there's sort of a baseline amount of lack of knowledge regarding vasectomy, and then on top of that, within different groups, there may be particular misconceptions that arise. Did that answer your question? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Other? Yeah.
Do you think it might be more likely that the commonality across groups mm-hmm. is education and not so much agency? And the other thing I wanted mm-hmm. to ask before was how long have the Latinos been in the country?
Right. So we. So your first question. So this, you know, this is a qualitative study, so we really can't get at that. And that's actually something, a direction that we want to go sort of in the future and do surveys so we can quantitatively look at that and then control for, you know, their economic status or this or that. So I think that's a very plausible pathway, but I can't speak to where that goes. And then your second question was. Oh, so we actually didn't ask that. We did do one focus group of Spanish-speaking Latino males and one group of Spanish-speaking Latino females, but then all the others were sort of English-speaking. So as much as you can extract from, you know, being able to speak English. But we didn't assess specifically, and obviously even Latinos, self-reported Latinos is a diverse group in and of itself. So, yeah. Yeah. Yes, great question. And if you're interested, I'm doing another talk because we actually did a survey of family planning providers in the state of California looking at providers' role in sort of this, the use of vasectomy or non-use, as it were. And so I think part of it is that we don't regularly counsel women or men looking for birth control on vasectomy, and provider knowledge is one of a piece that needs to be worked on, as well as just provider attitudes. One thing we found from that study is just the difference in the clinician attitude impacts whether or not they even talk about vasectomy. So I think when we look at this picture, you know, this is a very small piece, really looking at just patient sort of a very specific part of what's a complicated decision for a patient, but then there's also larger barriers like access to health insurance and just logistical barriers and be able to find a provider, because there really aren't that many vasectomy providers. And then there's the provider piece and all of our complicated thoughts as we either provide or don't provide a service. Yeah. Other questions?
Yeah. In our study, we're also, we're looking at women, but we have different racial ethnicities, largely Black women. And we're also starting to look at some discrimination measures, and then in conjunction with knowledge and myths around sort of government trust of contraception, sort of thinking mm-hmm. back to forced sterilization mm-hmm. and some of the discrimination and stigma that came with that. And so I'm thinking for you, as you're moving forward for more quantitative stuff, incorporating some of that mm-hmm. Sort of discrimination and stigma piece into it might be interesting, mm-hmm. given your findings about basically.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, and that actually did come up in all, I didn't bring it up because it was sort of a theme that came up among all groups, and we only get a limited amount of time, but among all racial groups and among both men and women, they sort of talked about negative connotations of the word sterilization and how it just made them not feel good and made them think about forced sterilization and all that. So I think that's a very important point that we can't forget our historical context, and that certainly came up in this study as well. Other questions? Thank you, guys.